Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
DeAndre Hopkins inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line. What a catch and run by Nuke!
Fred Davis.
Can we ask him about the dearth of white cornerbacks in the National Football League? How would you guys feel if he told you that Christian McCaffrey was his favorite player in the league?
Landry Locker.
Hey, tell your mom not to leave before baking me biscuits next time.
Oh, my God.
And John Lopez.
Yeah, at least he's not wearing his girlfriend's blouse.
Oh!
Girlfriend's blouse.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Snap is down. The kick is up. It's got the leg. And it's good! And the Texans beat Dallas!
Sports Radio 610.
Oh! Welcome in, H-Town. Happy October 11th, Thursday, one day closer to the weekend, one day closer to your Houston Texans kicking things off, getting this season back on track with a 500 record if they can take care of the Buffalo Bills. And, of course, we're one day closer to your Houston Astros getting this AL Championship Series off and running in Beantown against the Boston Red Sox on Saturday. The starters have been announced. Not any big surprise there. Justin Verlander will be your Game 1 starter. And, of course, Game 2 of the ALDS superstar, who everybody had some questions about. Hey, what's it going to be like in the postseason? Not sure. Been a little iffy. In his previous starts, all Garrett Cole did was go out and just stone-face an entire organization. I don't think anybody expects him to go 12 K's and seven innings again on Sunday. It'd be pretty cool if he did, but we're all feeling pretty good about those day one, day two starters for your Houston Astros. Welcome into the program. So glad to have you aboard. This is, I'll tell you what, this is why you love Houston days like today.
That's why you live in Houston.
For days like today, listen, we get it. It's hot in this biatch 9 months out of the year. But I woke up this morning, I tiptoed outside. Because you can't fingertip outside.
No, you can't.
That's think tank.
We may have another one of those
think
in the
tank. Think Tank Dank told us that yesterday.
Yes.
My God, it is. It's God's weather outside.
It
right
is
now.
God's weather. It's it why you God's live in the great city right of Houston, now. In the great state of Texas, for days like this. I it's funny too because people are like going nuts on social media about, oh my God, it's cold. It's cold. It's 66,
okay,
baby.
Don't get it twisted. Cold.
You know what it's not? Right, it's
now
not 96.
Oof.
It's not 96, but it is episode 96. Huh? So I got to shout out the great, and I do mean great, Cortez Kennedy, former Seattle Seahawks.
There you go.
Him.
There you go.
How could you forget? And also Richard Dent for the OGs.
Wait a minute. I thought he was 95.
Richard Dent was 95.
Well, this Hall of Fame website had that wrong. So no disrespect to Richard Dent. He's no longer with us either, is he?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Just hike my leg on his grave.
Yeah. Man.
Richard Dent died?
I don't know.
So.
I didn't even know he was 95, so who knows? Just shout out to Cortez. Let's go back.
Cortez, we know, and Cortez was an NFL MVP from the nose tackle position. What's that tell you about that?
Yep.
Okay? I mean, think about that. In today's day and age, where basically, unless you're a quarterback or a running back, the chances of you being an MVP, or at least you might get MVP consideration, but man, talk about a throwback.
It's impressive. I saw the LT Football Life. It's impressive enough that he got MVP from his position. Man, he was crazy. That's a good Football Life.
Lawrence
you have
Taylor?
To watch. You got to watch it. His Football Life is the best.
But wait.
Richard Dent was number 95
and
number 96.
Who's he number 96?
95 with the Bears, though. That was his more famous.
The Bears.
The Bears.
So I was right.
And,
so I was right, kind of.
And he's still with us.
Okay. Doesn't say I hadn't heard.
Congratulations!
Richard Dent was dead. I don't know. Where did you get that foolhardy?
Sorry. No, I just assumed.
We killed you there, Richard.
You know what happens when you assume, Landry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of things can happen when you assume. Which, by the way,
well,
Fred,
no, make an ass out of you and me.
I'm assuming something right now. Mm-hmm. What I'm assuming is that I wasn't that nervous about this Astros Red Sox series because I think the Astros are the better team. I think the Astros they're favored for a reason in Las Vegas. But I got a little bit nervous in our pre-show meeting because Freddie D is basically having a guy risk his whole life savings in this series.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Listen, I've got a good friend of mine, and I will not name him, but he's a damn close friend of mine. Diehard Sports Radio 610 fan as well.
Good
actually,
deal.
I owe a lot of gratitude to my man because he was actually a big reason why I got back on the station in the first place. But so my man hits me up yesterday and he says, how good do you feel about these Astros winning the whole thing? I said,
you said damn good,
very
boss.
Good.
Yeah.
I said, absolutely. I said, I'm going to put a little money on it. So he said, okay. He goes, well, do you feel 20K good?
What?
About it. 20K is in 20,000 for those of you scoring at home.
Yes.
And I said,
was it McClain?
When John McClain.
Oh, he goes 50, McClain, man.
Yeah, I was going to say John McClain. And do you think John McClain would have called me to ask? Come on. He's making that bet regardless. So I told him. So he and I went back and forth a little bit on text, and he said, I'm going to call you. So he called me. We chit-chatted for about 5-10 minutes. And loves the show.
Said
he likes the direction the show's been going.
Good.
Likes the energy and all that good stuff
between
the three of us. So shout out to Figgy Fig at home resting up. Not sure if what his story is right now, but he texted us last night in the group text. Said he's feeling like, you know what?
He's feeling like Richard Dent.
Yeah. Do we know how Richard Dent's feeling now? What if Richard Dent feels like $1 million today?
I think this is true.
We need to reach out to Richard Dent and find out what's the latest and greatest. Do you think anybody calls him Dick?
Absolutely.
Nobody goes by that anymore.
See, I disagree with that.
That yeah.
713-572-4610. If your name's Richard, who calls you Dick?
Yeah.
All right.
Totally
who calls
agree.
You Dick?
Totally.
So let's call. Let's see if we can. Let's effort to get Richard Dent and see if anybody calls him Dickie Dent.
Maybe he's listening.
Who? Dickie Dent?
Yeah.
Is he live here in Houston?
Dude, that's a great name.
Dickie Dent?
Dickie Dent? That's what he should have gone.
Anyway, first of all, it's a great porn name. I don't know what he's doing outside.
That's
of football.
What he should have gone by his whole career.
Dickie Dent?
Dickie Dent with a tackle.
Dickie Dent sacks the quarterback. Yeah. Dickie Dent penetrates the offensive line. Dickie Dent with the swim move.
You think Dickie Dent leans to the left or leans to the right?
Just depends on which way the wind's blowing, which way they're playing him. So we're going to find out where our boy Dickie Dent's at, 713-572-4610, if you know where Dickie Dent's at. But anyway, so Figgy Fig is out. He's sick, not feeling good. Shout out to our boy Brandon Porter, who's in the house. Brandon Porter, would you put $20,000 down on the Astros?
He's
win
a
the
big
World
Astros
Series?
Fan.
Oh, he just went thumbs down. He just went thumbs down. Now, here's the part of that. Are you just because you don't feel comfortable or just 20 grand is too much money for you? You feel good about it? Just too much 20 G's. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what my boy told me. He said, would you, with $20,000 euro money? I said, well, listen, bro. And my man's got those financial means that I don't have yet.
What is his $20,000 to you? A grand? $5,000?
Yeah. No, $20,000 is $20,000. I've been in this situation. The first time I ever went to Las Vegas, you know, I probably took like a couple $100s, and it wasn't a lot of money. I'm sitting in line, and this guy comes up to me. He's talking to me in the line. We're waiting to place a bet or something. He's like, who you got today? It was like 11 a.m. And I'm like, I think I'm taking Missouri. This is when Missouri was still good at football.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm going to go with Mizzou. And he's like,
who are they playing?
I think it might have been Illinois or something.
Okay,
I think it was week one. It was like
when they
used to play in St. Louis week one.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So I was like, I like Missouri.
Was the booger eater Chase Daniel the quarterback?
Yes.
Okay.
It was Chase. Right. It was Chase.
Carry
so
on.
It was about, yeah, I want to say it was like 06 or something. So this guy's like, oh, so you like Missouri? How confident are you? I was like, I'm pretty confident. I'm gonna go with them. And he goes, you know what? I like where your head's at. So I walk up to the table. I'm like, hey, let me put $40 on Missouri, whatever. This
he's
mofo,
like, $40.
This mofo walks to the left of me, and this was at MGM Grand. This mofo walks to the left of me, and he goes, "Let me put $10,000 on Missouri."
Yeah.
And I'm like,
"Oh, he's gonna kill me."
I look at him. I'm like, dude. I'm not. I was like, "What is he gonna do?"
Like, what have I done?
He's like, "I thought you were confident." I just dipped out.
Yeah.
Did they win?
They won.
They did win. Oh, okay. Good. See, that's the thing, right? So that's the end all be all. And so,
it is relative. Like his 20 is what to
and
you.
That's what I explained to him. I said, "Listen, man. I said, yeah, it's easy for me in Monopoly money world to say, yeah, the hell with it. 20 G's, go with it. You know, let it ride." I told him, I said, listen, man, I know you got loot, all right? I said, but I'm not going to pretend to know what your overall financial situation is. Here's what you got to ask yourself, all right? Now, this is what I told him straight up. I'm going to put $300 down on the Astros to win the World Series, okay?
Well, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
So
what I mean.
I felt okay. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, okay, $300.
And $300, you know, is something that you care about.
And damn right it's what I care about. I'm not a betting guy, but
you know,
I feel
you put $20 down, you don't care about it.
Exactly.
You put $300 down.
Yeah, exactly,
you
know, right?
You have feelings for that
$300.
Hopefully
none of my children's mothers are listening. But the point is.
They don't need money this month.
Well, they've already got it. So anyway, most of them. Anyway, point is.
Most of it.
point is, right? Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going to tell them. Hey, listen, we're all in this for the Astros. Okay? Yeah. We all win if the Astros win. So,
you want child support or you want child support?
You want a little extra support this month?
You want child support or you want child support?
You guys want McDonald's money or you guys want buffet money? That's what we're talking about today. So I told him, I said, here's the deal, bro. You know how, and he knows how sports works. I said, listen, if the Astros win, we're all dancing a jig. Everything is swell. But you know as well as I do, funnier things have happened. Who knows? Maybe their bats go cold against the Dodgers or whoever, and God forbid something happens. They lose in the seventh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose that 20 G's, you know, is your wife going to kill you?
Right.
Are you missing a mortgage payment? Are your kids is whatever? I mean, you know, I don't know your financial situation. I know you got loot, but I don't know if you got 20 G's extra loot. So he and that's after the conversation, he said, you know what? You know what my problem is now? I said, what? He goes, now I want to bet more.
Okay, well, then he's fine.
Then he's okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
Then he's okay. So, anyway, shout out to my boy. You know who you are. And, again, let's, 713-572-4610. What's the largest wager you've ever placed, win or lose? And, of course, obviously, if you win, and, of course, I know a lot of you are asking, well, how much does he win? 20 grand to make 50.
Woo.
20 G's to make 50. What would you do? 713-572-4610.
$4,500.
What's that?
Most I ever bet.
45 on what?
I was playing dice. I was way up.
You bet $4,500 on dice?
This is a great story. You want a story? I'll give you a story.
Tell you what. Hold that thought. We're going to hear your dice story when we come back. All right. Only Lopez has a $4,500.
Throwing them bones,
Why do I think it's in the back alley in the barrio in San Antonio somewhere? This story can only get better.
45, honey.
713-572-4610. That's the phone number to chime in. Astros get this thing rocking on Saturday. How much money are you betting on this series? How much would you bet on it? Because you know what? We can talk about this thing now because guess what? It's a real, much like the legalization of marijuana is now prolific across the United States of America. Guess what? So is betting on sports. So want to get your thoughts on that. 713-572-4610. What's the most money you've ever bet? What's the most money you'd bet on this Astros series as well? And of course, you can Texans as well. And that's a whole other story for another time. All right, so we've got a great show lined up for you today. Glad to have you on board. Here's what's going to go down today. A little I think, I know, I fear, a little staple of the program that we're big fans of. Hopefully you are too. We're going to do Texans, which we do each and every week, but we're also going to do an Astros, I think, I know, I fear, which we're very excited about as well. That's going to go down. We've got a new one. We've got a new one. We've got a new one from Figgy Fig yesterday. I'll tell you what, got a lot of love, a lot of positive feedback from the haikus yesterday. Everybody seemed to like what we did
except
there.
Except Lopez.
You didn't think you did?
He was last.
See, you know what? I mean,
No. I was blackballed because of my trash talk. You know that.
No, we encourage trash talk here, brother.
Yeah, but as soon as I threw that and got in y'all's collective heads, you're like, okay, well, no matter how good his haikus
I didn't necessarily poo-poo on your haikus yesterday. It was one that was a little, you kind of stumbled out of the gate, but I thought the rest of them were pretty solid. But the rest of them were good. I think collectively, though, I think the entire group came strong yesterday.
Yeah, it did.
Probably our best outfit. You know, we had to coach better, we had to play better, and I think we did that yesterday. I don't know if you guys have seen the Texans video clip on Twitter of Deshaun Watson
practicing yesterday. We can describe it for you.
Oh, we're going to describe it for you. Trust me, it's not going to take very long. And that's going to play into I think, I know, I fear. And for all you comedian friends out there, people that like to laugh, well, I know I do. I know John does. I know Landry does. And I'm sure BP does as well. Felipe Esparza, he's going to be at the Cullen Performance Hall on Saturday. He's going to join us later on today at 12:20. Huge Dodger fan as well. He was actually at Game 5 of the World Series. So, of course, we're going to bust his balls about that, as well as a guy who had a tremendous life-changing experience as far as just turning his own life around because of drugs and alcohol, and once had the most bizarre thing you've ever heard ever ordered to room service, and it happened right here in Houston. So we'll get into that with him. But of course, he's turned his life around, which we're very excited about. So all you comedian fans out there, if you've heard of Felipe Esparza, you know how funny he is. If you don't, definitely stick around for that. That's at 12:20, and then of course in the think tank as well. So you guys did solid yesterday. Listen, we're 2 for 3 on the think tank this week. Let's make it 3 for 4. Come strong. We know you guys will. And then of course we'll round out the show as we always do, strong as new rope, as our boy Landry Locker is known to say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.